Directed open net, and that means we call for a round of check-ins. When we have everyone checked in, we'll go down to the list for comments and questions. During the check-in, please state if you have a question or a comment for the net. We'll ask for your questions after everyone has been checked in. There are three sections to the tip net. First, the open net with rounds of questions and comments. Second is a section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest for the amateur community. Third, there's an opportunity for those wishing to swap, sell, or maybe seeking amateur-related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communication should be directed to the next control station. Checking into the net, please say "this is" and release the mic. Exactly like this. And listen to ensure no one else is called at the same time that you have. Then slowly, your call sign phonetically, along with your name, location, and mention if you have a comment or a question. Begin to take check-ins now. This is Dave. Kilo 1 Delta, Charlie Tango, your next call for this evening. Please come now with your call sign. Go.
Good evening. Here is Kilo Alpha 6, Papa Delta Golf, Kevin in Norwich. Dave, you're very, very noisy, although copyable. If you're able to increase power and make sure you keep your voice up, we should be okay. I'm assuming it's propagation.
But there was a lot of stuff in there, a lot of junk. So I don't know what's happening. But thank you, check-ins for the tips net. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango.
Kilo 0, Juliet Echo Bravo, Josh and Groton. No questions, and that was me trying to key up. I guess Kevin beat me to a punch. Back to you.
Okay, I didn't catch. I'll give Kevin a chance. Kevin, did you have a comment or a question you wanted to get on the roster here?
Negative, Dave. I was just letting you know about the noise on the signal, and if you wanted to increase power or just make sure you keep your voice up, it should be okay. That's all.
Okay, Roger, I kicked the power up here a little bit. All right. Are there any further check-ins for the dipstats? Please come now with your call signs phonetically and slowly. This is your net control, K1 Delta, Charlie Tango.
Here is... Whiskey 1, Foxtrot, Juliet, Whiskey, Chuck and Groton. Good evening. No question. Here is November, Kilo, 1, Victor, Steve, Coventry, no question.
So far I have KA6PDG, K0JEB, W1FJW, and NK1V. Are there any other check-ins for the TIPSnet? Please call now.
This is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo, 10 in City of Groton, via Echo Link. No questions at this time.
All right, Ned Furley recognizes Tim, KC1TWR. All right, well, we have no questions, no comments, so I guess we'll go with my backup plan, which was to talk about, just on the air, words and so forth. Last night I was on a Zoom training thing about traffic handling, and I can fully admit I have not handled a lot of traffic in my way too many years. I've handled some, but it's been quite a while, and I know some of you handle traffic more regularly than I do, but just to talk about a number of procedural words, phrases, kind of like, what was that thing on conjunction junction? You know, hooking up words, phrases, and clauses. So, and I'll start off with a funny story, and then we'll go down to the list and see if anybody else has anything they want to throw in there, because I have a few more. But I'm going to say a month, maybe it was a little longer ago. I was on PSK with someone, and, you know, you do the usual macro exchange of name, location, equipment, etc. And when I went back, I would always type capital F, capital B, and then so FB, copy on all. And at one point, the station says, "What does FB mean? Facebook?" And I kind of cringed for a second, but then I realized they had sent me when they were licensed, and FB being very much a abbreviation in the CW world, and we have a lot of them that we use that were meant for CW, but have worked their way into the rest of everything else. So that's my funny little story about phrases and clauses in amateur radio. So we'll get on to the list and see if Kevin has a pet peeve about one of these, or thinks I'm way off the wall, which he probably thinks already. K6PDG, the K1DCT, and the TIPSnet.
Hmm.
Oh, no, no, Dave. I would never think that kind of thing about you. Oh, far be it. And maybe that's what FB stands for. Far be it for me. No, this is great. Excellent topic. A tiny bit off topic, sort of, kind of, when we talk about passing messages, which is just another way of saying traffic, we talk about phonetics and how they can be useful at times. We don't want to overuse them, but probably better to overuse them than underuse them. Where time is of a concern in sending messages, time-sensitive messages, emergency messages. Anyway, you kept saying FB, and I didn't know, us guys that can't hear well, I wasn't sure if you were saying FB or SB. So had you put it as Fox Bravo, I would have got it. But I did figure it out. I did figure it out. Because I've actually had two cups of coffee since my nap. I can't think of any pet peeves. It's a really good topic. I know we use, and I know Mars uses it, and I don't know about Red Cross Aries format. I don't remember. But we use the word brake in sort of a different way in the national traffic system anyway. And let me reset. Of course, it's a generally accepted in amateur radio that you really don't use the word break unless you're breaking into a conversation or a communications under emergency circumstances. Now, there are people who have a different view of that, but typically you won't hear the word break unless it's some sort of an emergency where someone needs use of the frequency. But in traffic handling, we use break to signify the separation between parts of a message or a radiogram. In other words, between the preamble, but the body, and the signature. So that's just an example of one word that sort of has an interesting usage. But I'll try to come up with more, but hopefully folks have heard some that they find confusing or ambiguous, and it would be cool to talk about those, perhaps. K6PDG.
All right, well, very good, Kevin. Yes, break, that was on my list of things to talk about. So it's an interesting, you know, a little sidebar, I guess. I've heard it used in aviation. When I was flying, sometimes the tower is talking to one airplane, and they'll get done saying what they need to say, like, you know, make a left turn, you know, taxi into here, whatever, and then they'll say brake, and they're talking to another aircraft that may still be aloft somewhere. So I've heard it used on the commercial side, too. Not so much, you know, police, fire, that kind of stuff, but just another use for it. And, of course, the word x-ray in a message, has a different meaning than, spelling something out. But, you know, proper phonetics, not making stuff up, you know, like Abel, Bob, Charlie. Well, Charlie's a valid one. But, the stuff used to hear on 1 Adam 12 or any of that kind of stuff. So let's see if Josh has anything you'd like to bring up about words, phrases, and clauses used in amateur radio. K0JEB, this is K1DCT in the tip set.
K1DCT, this is K0JEB. Well, talking about phonetics, I've always wondered, why is it when we teach our kids in school to get familiar with the letters of the alphabet, they say A is for apple, B is for ball, you know, D is for dog. Why didn't we stick with that when we did the phonetic alphabet? I've tried to get my son to memorize the phonetic alphabet, and I picked a bad time to teach him because he was getting them mixed up with the other thing I just mentioned. As far as different words and terms that I've heard used, one that sticks out in my mind as far as traffic handling is a book of, if you go to pass traffic and you say, I have a book of five, Unless you've passed traffic before, you don't always understand what the book of five means until they start passing the messages. So that one kind of stuck out for me in my mind. And I did have a quick question about, I just thought of it. I was wondering, I know they make up converters to listen to HF with other radios. Do they make down converters to go from VHF to HF? Just curious. It's K0JB back to net.
Hi, Josh. Yeah, good. Yeah, book of five. So that means you got five things coming at you. So stand by. Get your pencil sharpened. As far as down converters, they do make such things. I can say from experience, it was many years ago. Before 6 meters was typically found in, a lot of the HF rigs, I had a 6 meter converter, and it did both up and down. And I think it's, I forget whether it came out on 10 meters or 20 meters, but one or the other, it actually did it in both directions. So, I guess, it's probably out there. So let's get on and see what Chuck has to say about traffic handling, words and phrases, up converters or down converters, anything, or maybe bring something else in. W1FJW, K1DCT in the tip stand.
Many years ago, I had a down converter to move the aviation band. I guess it was around 115 megs to about 130 down to a portion of the AM band so that my AM car radio could listen to the aircraft frequencies. So yeah, they do make down converters for various things, but with the advent of good, inexpensive radios, they're becoming less and less popular. Back to net, W1FJW.
Oh, yes, Chuck. I remember seeing a few of those kicking around. So they're out there, and I'll have to correct myself. I guess what I had was actually technically called a transverter because it did it all. So with that little correction, let's see what Steve has to bring in tonight before I have to come up with some other word to gripe about. NK1P, K1DCT in the tip stand.
NK1B, well, I wasn't sure why I would need an up or down converter, and Chuck has answered that. It's actually kind of interesting. I was trying to think about my radios I have, and I can pretty much receive almost anything. I'm trying to figure out, and may or may not be able to transmit anything. I was wondering, but that makes sense, especially an older car with radio. That would be kind of cool. Q codes were a little bit tricky to pick up. I've got a handful of them, maybe six or seven that I use. I certainly don't need a whole bunch of them. I don't do any CW yet, although I'm working on it. It's in sideband pileups and stuff. It does help. And I think we've had this discussion before about the phonetics. I have a pet peeve with those, which kind of similar to what Josh was saying. How there's a certain set that we use in general in the United States. Anyways, I understand the out of country stuff is going to obviously be different, and I think it's going to reset. I think that it's great, like on a 75-meter rag chew, you know, everybody's coming up with stuff in a really casual situation. I think we actually tried to do this, you guys tried to come up with one for my call sign. That would be amusing. But in general, contesting or any kind of QSOs or stuff, it's a little bit frustrating when people are coming up with all these random words, and you know, my simple brain's trying to piece things together, and all these crazy words coming in that just don't make any sense. Like I say, I get the outer country one, and it's a lot of fun actually in a casual situation. But just Steve, not a big deal. I usually figure it out, or I go on to, as we say, spin the dial. Back to that. NK1V.
All right, Steve. Yeah, there are a couple of them. They're tricky, and a lot of times you'll hear DX stations. You know, Hawaii, they'll use Yokohama. You know, or they're, you know, it's, you know, or D will be Denmark, and, you know, they'll mix it up and try and do something different, but because sometimes they are confusing. And here's one I'm going to throw out there that I have used and gotten a strange look from someone that was not in the ham community, reading off a serial number, a model number or something to somebody, and there was an S, like Sierra, and that's what I said, and they wrote down a C, like in Charlie, because Sierra, you know, makes you think of C. So, or at least it made them think of C. To me, it was perfectly clear. But, and you talked about the Q signals, originally made for CW. They've kind of bled over into almost every other mode. But, you know, not a bad thing. It does shorten things up. You know, it's not not like a misuse, but, you know, I guess beyond its original intentions. So let's go down to Tim, see what kind of pet peeves he might have about phonetics, radio procedural words, and we'll just say et cetera. KC1TWR, K1DCT in the tip stand.
Oh, thank you, Dave. Okay, pet peeve number one. This is KC1TWR. No, I'm not the pet peeve, but the pet peeve is the letter for P, Papa. When I got started doing the phonetics, every time I'd hear Papa, I'd write down two letter P's, because in my mind there were two P's in Papa, therefore it should be two P's. But I think I finally conquered that, finally got used to the fact that when I hear Papa, just write down a single letter P and be done with it. The other one isn't a pet peeve, but it was more of a surprise last night on the when they were reviewing the TrafficNet forms, and they gave a demonstration of a traffic handling scenario, and when the person got done giving the message, and said how copy, and the other person came back with a few, you know, asked a few things because some things weren't clear, the message count wasn't clear, was not agreeing, that kind of thing. Once they got all resolved, his final comment, you know, very blunt, was just Roger. And that was explained that if you received the message and you had no issues, that's all you would say is just Roger. And because Roger means that you have received the information, whatever it might be, whether it's traffic handling or anything else, you don't need any more information. That's the end of the conversation, as it were, and or at least on that subject. So I found that interesting as well, and I'm wondering if that's really that prevalent or not, but maybe it's just one of those things that's technically correct, but maybe a lot of other word whiskers and so forth have kind of blended into use and so forth. So, yeah, it was interesting. And, Yeah, as far as the phonetics go, I've heard all different kinds, and even locally there's some people who have made up some nice funny comments about their using phonetics for their call signs and so forth, and it has a good place. In a proper conversation with somebody we don't know, but I know I would stick with the approved, if you will, or the heavily suggested phonetic listing of words, but you know, if you're among friends, it can be fun at times. Back to Net Control, KC1TWR.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. You know, I call them cutesy phonetics. You know, like Kevin's pretty darn good. I'm direct current transformer, you know, and, you know, we can go on and on about this. And you're right, it's kind of fun among, you know, local repeaters, et cetera. But if I'm, you know, I'm calling that station from Zimbabwe, and I'm trying to get through, I'm going to use the right phonetics. So, but here's one that confuses people a lot of times is for the letter Q, we use Quebec. But technically, it should be pronounced Quebec, because that's how it's said. So then that makes you think of a K instead of a Q. So there's some funny stuff out there. And with that, well, let's get on to other funny stuff. Let's see if there's anyone else that's brave enough to check into the TipsNet this evening. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. Your net control, please call now.
Kilo 1 India Kilo Echo.
Net recognizes K1IKE. Good evening, Joe. Are there any further check-ins? Well, you came at the right time, Joe. You are next on the list. I don't know how long you've been listening, but we've been talking about phonetics, procedural words, just, you know, that kind of stuff. So, come on in and say what you think. K1IKE, K1DCT, and the tip set.
To say what I think, I'll time out the repeater, but I'll try not to. Yes, good evening to all. Interesting conversation. The phonetic alphabet, the one that I use and most hams and communications use, is the NATO phonetic alphabet, which was developed by NATO so that when on joint exercises, everybody's using the same phonetic alphabet, and that's where a lot of it had been derived from. I keep a copy of it under the glass on my desk here because sometimes I forget. And down converters, yeah, there's up converters and down converters. There's converters that convert frequencies from the low frequencies, like the new ham bands down in under the AM broadcast band, up to something you can receive on a shortwave or a ham standard HF transceiver, or converts the opposite way from higher frequencies down to something that your conventional HF rig does. I did that a lot in the 1960s and early 70s because you didn't have rigs. Let me reset. You didn't have multi-band reset rigs like you have here now. I've got the Icon here that does 160 to 440. That was non-existent back then. So now you can have all bands, all modes in one little transceiver. It's kind of neat compared to what used to have to be done. So with that, back to Net Control, K1IKE.
All right, Joe. Yeah, good comments. Yeah, the, you know, rigs, you know, it was not that long ago. At least I don't think so. You know, you had 80 through 10 in one rig, and maybe if you were lucky, you had 160 through 10 before the walk bands. You know, that you really had something going. So, It, times have changed, and technology, for the better, I'd say, for the most part. So with that, let's go back to the top of the list. Looks like we got time to run through again and see what maybe something's been stirred up in the stew here. So K6PDG, any further comments, new questions? This is K1DCT and TIPSnet.
Well, I'm not going to... thanks, Dave. I'm not going to say anything about up converters because the only thing I can think of is a bad Viagra joke. Joe, good to hear you on. I didn't know if you were aware of that static we're getting on the repeater. It might just be... maybe it's snowing up there at the repeater site, but I'm glad you're here. I don't have to email you. I didn't know if it was some sort of problem or issue. Well, I made notes, so let me go briskly. We started up talking about FB. You did Foxtrot Bravo, Dave, and I don't know how many folks know. I will use this in phone, too, and if you remember, you might have heard me use it on the air here on 2 meters, but FB stands for Fine Business. You have a fine business signal or fine business on everything you said there, Tim, or have a fine business day. Next note, I was thinking of the word reset when we go to reset a repeater, and of course you don't have to say anything. You can just unkey your mic like that, but you've, a lot of times we do that, we'll say reset or something. So that the person doesn't think that it's their turn to talk, which if I'm transmitting, it never is. But you'll hear different expressions. I've heard guys say, hold on, I'm going to roll it. There was a guy over in Middlesex County, I think, used to say, let me take a bite. And he'd done a key like that. Let me take a bite. I thought that was cute. So there's a few words for that. I was thinking, too, about the word clear when somebody brought up something was said about public service, I think. We usually say clear as hams when we're leaving the frequency. It's interesting. I've heard some police departments and fire departments, not around here but in other parts of the country, clear means I copied you, I acknowledged you, I have the message. The dispatcher will send an officer to a call, and he'll say, Unit 2280, clear. Meaning, not that he's clear from the call, not that he's getting off the air, but that he understands the message. And that's a pet peeve. That makes no sense to me. The word break, again, I'm going through my list. I'm trying to be quick. The other thing you'll hear the Coast Guard use is break more to follow, which I think is a very useful phrase. I've heard one or two hams use it. I believe it to be a useful phrase, break more to follow. Remember that QSL, words like QSL and Roger and received, copied, words like that, they don't mean yes. They mean that you copied the message that was sent. You understood the question or the statement that the other station made. So if I ask Tim if he'd like to go to lunch with me tomorrow and he says QSL, that is not a yes. It's just, I received your message, Kevin. And I'm probably going to say no later on. And cute phonetics are a good way, particularly new hams have trouble remembering call signs. And as you guys pointed out, they can be fun, but also a handy way to remember someone's call sign. I mean, pretty darn good, what can I say? Or anyway, I've used up enough airtime, so let me not try to be funny. K6PDG, back to net.
All right, Roger, Kevin. This is K1 Delta Charlie Tango and the TIPSnet. Yes, exactly. QSL, Roger, it just means I heard you. I have the message. And then, you know, like you said, more to follow. And yes, I have also heard break used by the Coast Guard on the Marine channels because I listen to them because, you know, there's probably not much I don't listen to. Except when someone offers me advice, then I usually don't listen. But let's get out and see what Josh, maybe something's come up in his radar screen after all this conversation. K0 JEB K1 DCT in the Tippsnet.
K1 DCT, this is K0, just eating burritos. Very good comments all the way around, which leads me to my next question. Why is CB lingo frowned upon on the ham bands? And that would go along the lines of 10-4. It's K0JB back to net.
All right, well, yes, what's 1020 and all that kind of stuff. This is K1DCT in the TIPSnet. I don't know so much why it's frowned upon. I have a theory, and I'm going to share it. For those that don't know, and I think a lot of people on frequency do know, this, the CB band, or as I like to call it, the chicken band, that was stolen from the hams. There are some older rigs that were made, I'm going to guess in the 60s. I had one at one time, and it had the 11-meter band in there, which is CB. And the rig was capable of 100 watts. So that was stolen from the hams, and maybe there's a little resentment there. It happened before I was a ham. Maybe Joe remembers, because he's like way older than I am. But so maybe there's a little resentment there, or maybe there's a bit of, I don't know, should we call it elitist attitude? You know, we think we're better than that. So that's just my theory. I've shared it. Let's go see what Chuck thinks. W1FJW. In the TIPSnet, this is your net control, K1DCT.
Yes, I've seen some very old sets that had a set of coils for that band. So, but getting back to the communication of the language, one of the things that struck my mind was a rather serious mistake that the police department made when a victim calling a 911 call center stated, and I quote exactly, "He shot him," unquote, which didn't tell the dispatcher much, but enough so that they could guess incorrectly what had happened, and things went downhill from there. So I'd say when you're speaking with people, particularly when propagation is bad, you should minimize the use of pronouns to something that's obvious where there's no choices to be made. And beyond that, there's always the never drag a dangling participle through a subordinate clause or use a proposition to end a sentence with. Back to net, W1FJW.
All right, very good, Chuck. Nice little English instruction there. So, let's see if anything has been stirred up in Steve's mind. Radio lingo, CB lingo, the whole gamut of what we've been talking about here, procedural words and etc. NK1V, K1DCT in the TIPSnet.
NK1V. Actually, it's fine business. I used to say, I actually never heard of it, FB, but I actually didn't get that for a longest time. I actually felt almost insulted when like a net control would say, you know, fine business after I made a comment on a, you know, on a casual part of a net or something like that. And I didn't realize it was just a, you know, a standard comment, like old man, you know, that's another one. I thought it was like they weren't even listening to me, and that was just like a generic remark that, you know, no one's really listening to you, kid. Fine business. Next. So, yeah, that was, but I've actually gotten that as a, you know, it's just a compliment way, you know, that's interesting kind of thing. And then the, yeah, the old man thing, I'm actually nervous to use that sometimes. I know Kevin uses it, and I've heard it before, and it's actually a compliment, and it's a, you know, like a hey buddy kind of thing, a almost formal. But some of the younger hams and stuff, I'm a little bit nervous because I don't think they, I don't know, I'm not sure if everybody catches on. It took me a little while to catch on. I guess it is what it is, but that's always a cool one. Back to you, old man, NK1B.
Very good, old man. Good comments. NK1V, K1DCT in the dips net. And it is what it is. I think that's one of those dangling things that Chuck was talking about. I pretty much failed English as a first language, and that's about it. So let's see what Tim has to say. Maybe something has stirred up his papa or his Quebec or something else. KC1TWR, this is K1DCT in the tips net.
Thank you, Dave. K1DCT, this is Tim, KC1TWR. I was thinking about the discussion, the part of the discussion talking about the difference between, CB lingo and amateur radio lingo, and it dawned on me that the CB lingo, you had to pay to get a license, but I don't think you ever had to take a test to actually get a CB license, so I don't think that there was ever a instructions given on how to be on the air and all the rest of it. You just learned from the people around you on the air, and I think the lingo 10-4, 10-10, good buddy, and all that, I think, came from the police calls, the old police calls from the 40s and 50s, where they would use 10 codes and other codes to relay information without spelling it out over the air. And whereas amateur radio has all our word whiskers and whatnot coming from CW into the voice portion of it. So when somebody brings in the 10-4 good buddy stuff, it kind of irritates people thinking that, well, you know, we came from CW, we have our own lingo that we're using. We're not going to demote ourselves to using a lingo that's used by people who paid to get a license and never really had to study or anything else, don't even know how to, you know, put their own radios together or didn't have to. Let me rephrase that. Didn't have to learn how to make their radio work or how their radio works in order to get a license. So I think that may be part of it right there, why there's such a difference in the culture between the two. If we were to use CW lingo into amateur radio band, they would have nothing to compare that, nothing to bounce that against to say, oh, you're talking about CW, because they would have, you know, if they were amateur radio, they would have heard of CW and all the rest of it. And I remember the first time I heard Fine Business. I was coming back from work, and I was chatting with Daryl, WA1DB. I said a few things, and each time he said, Fine Business, Fine Business. And it just kind of threw me off. And, yeah, let me see if I can kill that noise. There we go. Hopefully you won't get any more noises from my cell phone now. I just remembered to kill that. Okay, and with that, back to net control, KC1TWR.
All right, well, fine business, Tim. Thanks for the comments. Yeah, that's a phrase that I'm very familiar with, and, you know, operating a lot of CW for years, that, those two letters flow together like nothing. So let's see if Joe has any further comments. K1IKE, this is K1DCT in the tips net.
K1DCT and the TIPSNET, K1IKE. Well, we lost the 11-meter band about the time I became a ham in 1958, and it was turned over to CB. And it wasn't a great loss because we already had 10. And 11, we were only secondary users because there was industrial use of those frequencies. Typically, I remember some kind of welding, plastic welding or something, used a frequency in that 11-meter band in order to RF weld things, and I believe it was plastic, so it was not a great loss. I had quite a few rigs back then that still had 11 meters on it. I don't have one right now, although I got some old stuff. So about 1958, we lost the band, and the CB band was born. As far as why we don't tend to like CBers, if I can say that... I think it was mainly that the CB band became the Wild West with just crazy operation, no sharing the bands like hams do, usually, sharing frequencies and things like that, language, the whole flavor of it kind of turned hams off. It's not what hams were all about. There's no swearing. Usually, except on 80 meters. and usually it's a gentleman's type operation, which was, in contrast to the CB band, was a great difference. And I guess that's why we just didn't want to associate with the CBers, and we didn't want to carry their language over to the ham bands. At least that's what I come to think of what happened. K1IKE back to net control.
All right, very good, Joe. Glad to get that information. I didn't know when the split happened. That was well before I was a ham. I had a Yaesu FT-101, 101EX, Echo X-Ray, that still had the 11-meter band in there. And you're right, it was kind of a Wild West, and Tim touched on it. At first, you had to pay to get a license because you actually did get a call sign. I'm not sure if anyone ever used it, but then it just got to be the total Wild West where you didn't even have to get a license. You just bought the radio at Caldor's or someplace like that and got on there. And then, of course, you had your kicker, which was, their slang for an amplifier. So, a lot of crazy stuff. So, that's where we are today. Looking at the time here, I'm going to put out a last call. If somebody wants to jump in, somebody new wants to jump in, or if someone has a final comment that they'd like to follow up on, this is K1DCT in the TIPSNET. Please call now.
This is Kilo Fox 5, November Radio Uniform, KF5 NRU. Name is Matt, Mark Alpha Tango Tango, and we're at the Lowe's across the river. Hello, Charlie 1, Mike Victor X-Ray, Kevin and Groton.
All right, well, I got Matt, KF5NRU, and Kevin, KC1MVX. I think there was another station, but I didn't get any audio. You want to try again? Please call now.
Yeah, that was the local genius. KA6PDG, I have a quick question, but if you don't get to it, Dave, it's fine. So, at net control's convenience.
Well, Kevin, I've got, nowhere to be and all night to get there, so we'll get to you. But let's get to Matt and Kevin, Kevin X, and see how long they've been listening, if they want to jump in and, go a couple rounds. KF5 NRU, good to hear you tonight. K1 DCT in the tips net.
KF5 NRU, good evening. Good evening to all on the net. We, on CB radio, and why the don't really pick up the same lingo and all, I really feel like it has to do, and I think it's been said already, with a kind of an elitist attitude about things. I mean, an elitist attitude is there for a bit of a reason. When I first got into radio, I picked up a CB radio out of my grandfather's old Snap-on truck. It was just a big box truck. It had been peaked and tuned and had an Echo mod installed into it. And then, stand by. I will come back around.
Okay, we'll go. We'll give you. We'll have a short call up. That stuff's out there. So let's see what Kevin X has to say. KC1MBX. Tell us what you think about what you've heard so far. K1 DCT in the tips net.
KC1MBX. Thank you. I was listening for maybe the last 10 minutes. I didn't get to check in earlier, but my thing today, I finished my fox hunting the Aggie, tested it out, found out it has about a 260 degree null, so, good data. It's really interesting how that works. I'm going to have to build like a loop or something to get a tighter null. But it is kind of cool. I basically tested it with a Salem repeater and just spun in circles in my driveway, figuring it out. As far as the CB, I actually do have a CB radio that I recently got. I haven't found anybody to talk to on it yet, but I haven't made that much of an effort. One thing I have noticed is that they seem to be common in the, if you like look up, the YouTube sort of prepper community or the prepper articles or whatever, they seem to be common there mostly because you can just grab one and like throw it in your go kit. But they don't talk about comms, they just talk about basically how to turn it on, at least for the preppers, how to turn it on and make a call. But I guess in an emergency, that's sort of all that matters. Resetting. I have seen some of them installing those mods, and I'll tell you, it's scary and also very obvious that they don't necessarily possess the technical skills just because they own the radio, I'll put it that way. And for me, my getting my ham license had nothing to do with my exposure to CB. It was more that I wanted to be available to the Red Cross for emergency communications, passing domestic traffic, stuff like that. Stuff I learned about when I got my pilot's license out in California, like over a decade ago. And my buddy then got me back into it. He was a volunteer firefighter here, Brian KC1MBS. So for me, it was to help out in emergencies with a more formalized message traffic system. KC1MBX, back to net.
All right, well, very good. Yeah, well, I have to admit, there's a couple of CBs kicking around down here. In fact, I think there's one relatively brand new in a box, and it's very cool looking. And I'm thinking that maybe someday if I get a some sort of 60s hot rod or something, it's going to go in there because it fits the mold. So, and a lot of people don't know the difference, ham, CB. So people say, oh, hey, I got this box of CBs, you want them? And it's like, I don't really want them, but I'll take them. Because on the flip side of that, somebody will say, hey, you got any CBs kicking around? You know, me and two buddies are going to go off on this hunting trip somewhere, and, you know, we're going to have two vehicles, and we need a couple of CBs. So, you know, they come and they go. Before I get to Norwich, Kevin, I'm going to circle back and see if Matt has been cleared for takeoff. KF5NRU, K1DCT in the TIPSnet.
K1DCT in the TIPSnet, sorry about that. We're sitting there at Lowe's doing the curbside pickup thing. My wife stepped out to let the lady put the little desk in the back of the car, and the dog jumped out. So I had to wrangle her back into the car, the wife and the dog. Hi. But anyway, no, where was I at? Oh, it had the Echo Mod and all installed on it. And I bought a 102-inch whip and put it in the vehicle. I was 16 at the time, and I sat in the driveway, and it was, I don't know, it was me and my friend were just wanted to talk back and forth about 4 to 5 miles, and we had pretty good altitude on each other, so we could make the contact. And we did that for about a week. Then all of a sudden, there was, I guess, an old man in there, and he would come in there and just talk over us, right? He had some kind of amplifier or something in there. He had the echo going all the time, and he would get in there and cuss and talk about us young bucks and his radio system and all that. And it was kind of crazy. So we tried switching channels, and of course, he would always find us. I'm going to reset the repeater here. So then I ended up with a Texas Star. It was supposed to be a 500-watt amplifier, and I'm sure it never put out anywhere near 500 watts. The wire gauge was not even big enough to hold the amperage. It would have taken a full 500 watts out of it. So we went back to talking, and we could get over him sometimes, but it was just a hassle, right? And then if the skip was ever coming in, you would never get to make a contact. So I went to the local radio store where I bought the CB radio, and it turns out he was a ham, and he was more into the ham thing, and he turned me on to it, and I picked up to do the ham radio, and we had no trouble after that. Didn't have people coming in, cutting in over us, and cussing in a yak jaw, and then throwing echo in there just seeing how loud they could be. And I think, with that being said, the reason most hams don't pick up CB lingo, or the reason CB lingo isn't incorporated into the ham community, is because we don't really want to be associated with that kind of behavior. And most people realize that's the kind of behavior you get on a largely uncontrolled airspace. KF5 NRU in the TIPSnet. Back to net.
All right, Matt. Yes, I don't think you'll find too many people disagree with you there, but you know, I guess it has its place. I guess it's still widely used in the trucker world, you know. So, but all right. So, well, we're getting a little long on time here, but I think we have time for K6PDG to get in a few final comments. This is K1DCT, the TIPSnet.
K6PDG, well, we don't have time for my echo story, but I do have one. Mine's really a question, getting back to the amateur radio lingo. And by the way, I want to thank Josh for bringing that question forward, and I think everybody's addressed it quite aptly. There's a phrase we use on the air that we've used for probably, I'm sure, longer than I've been a ham, XYL. How's your XYL? Oh, my XYL just got in the car. Or there's a bunch of YLs hanging out in front of the store there. YLs and XYLs. Now, I think maybe you or Joe might be best at addressing this, but I was always of the belief that a lady, a female person, lady, girl, was a YL until she got married, and then she became an XYL. You're not a young lady anymore. You're married. Now, I don't know whether that became politically incorrect or what. I don't remember. Recently, I had a conversation with a ham about that. I don't remember if it was here locally or what. And they took me to task on that, not in an angry way, but saying, no, XYL does not mean your wife. So I'm just wondering if one of the guys who's been around for a while could set me straight. I always thought it was YL until she got married, and then she was an XYL. But maybe I had it all screwed up. End of question. KA6PDG back to net.
Okay, well, let's open up that can of worms. Let's get the lid right off it. All right, very good, Kevin. This is K1DCT in the TipsNet. And I am under that same philosophy. You know, you're a young lady, and once you got married, you're an XYL. But there was also another phrase in there, or another abbreviation, YF. So that'd be Yankee Foxtrot. But if you say it quickly, YF, it sounds like a wife. So I guess the XYL could just be your old lady. Maybe you're, you know, as they used to say, just shacking up. But I will throw it out there to see if anyone has any final comments on any of all this before I move into the second section. So if there is anyone that has any final comments, some burning desire, please call now. This is K1 Delta Charlie Tango in the TipsNet.
Of course, K1IKE.
All right, well, that's not too bad. Only one burning desire comment. Go ahead, Joe.
I'll keep it short. In all my years, and it's been a lot, XYL has always been your wife or somebody else's wife, and YL typically meant somebody that was not married. That's the way I've always known it to be. As far as phonetics, we have something interesting in our town. We have a new ham. His call is N1OIC, and he needs no phonetics to remember it because it's K1. Oh, I see. And the third thing I want to say is don't throw out those CB radios. Keep one in your go kit or something capable of working 11 on your go kit because I got to reset. If FEMA sends in supplies, they typically send it in with contracted truckers, which means in order to talk to the trucker, you're going to possibly have to talk on the 11-meter CB band. So it would be to your benefit, especially in a small town like mine, to have CB capabilities so when that truck of supply comes in and they get lost and their cell phone's not working, you have a way to talk to them and be able to talk them in. So it's something worthwhile for your go kit. K1IKE, back to net control.
All right, well, good point, Joe. Yeah, like I said, I've got a couple kicking around here, and, you know, they're easy enough. In fact, I think I even have an antenna that will screw into a 3/8 mount, which I also have. So I guess maybe I'm prepared, so. With that, I'm going to move into the second section, which is announcements and items of interest. Does anyone have any announcements or about upcoming events or items of interest for the greater ham community? Please call now. This is K1 Delta Charlie Tango in the TipsNet.
KC1TWR with one item.
All right, Tim, KC1TWR recognized. Go ahead with your item.
Thank you, Dave. I just wanted to make mention that the Tipsnet is always looking for people that would like to take a try at being a net controller for the evening, either on a regular basis or even once on a blue moon type of scenario. It's, as you can hear from how Dave's been handling it this evening, it can be a lot of fun. You can find out a lot of good information. So if you're at all interested, contact myself, and we can see what we can do. This is KC1TWR, back to net control.
All right, very good, Tim. I think what he's really saying is he'd like to find some way to kick me off the third Wednesday. No, just kidding. although he might be. I don't know. Fine business. Are there any further announcements or for the TIPSNET this evening? Please call now. All right, we'll move into the third half of the TIPSNET, figure that one out, to the seek, swap, and selling portion. Is there anyone out there looking for something, want to sell something, or maybe trade something? Please call now. This is K1 Delta Charlie Tango.
KC1MVX, looking for something.
Kilo Fox 5, November radio uniform, looking for something.
All right, we'll take them in order. KC1 MVX, Kevin, go ahead and list what you're looking for.
KC1MVX, I am looking for, to go along with the conversation tonight, a mag mount. I'm looking for a mobile CB antenna, either a mag mount or a lip mount for under the hood. KC1MVX, back to net.
Okay, I copied mag mount CB type antenna or a lip mount. Anyone have anything on in fits that category? Like to call now? All right, nothing heard, but it's out there, and feel free to check back in next week. You never know. KF5NRU, go ahead, Matt, with your wanted items.
KF5NRU, and I'm looking for a 2-meter 440 rig, something that can be older. It can be 50 years old if it has to be, but something under $200. I am looking to get a new ham kind of started and rolling, and I think it would really add to his collection. I've got a lead on a couple on antennas and mounts and all that to put in his vehicle, but the rig would be nice. And I'm not trying to find a Chinese one. Not that I have anything against them, but I did sell them for a long time, and I know they can come with their issues in programming. Something, Kenwood, ICOM, Yaesu, something along that line. If anybody's got anything, I guess come back to me here. If not, I will may put it out on the Rhode Island Swap Meet Club net thing. KF5N, are you back to net?
All right, is there anyone out there that has a 2-meter 440 rig kicking around that might be of interest to Matt? Please call now. All right, well, nothing heard, Matt. Feel free to check back in next week. And like you said, the Rhode Island thing, I think that's on Saturdays. They're out there. People have them on shelves, and they're sitting around. I used to have a few of them, but I've moved them on. So but they're out there. So with that, we will we'll go to the last call. This is the last call. We're going to turn the lights on, put the stools on the bar. Is there anyone else that would like to check in to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet? Please call now. This is Net Control, K1 Delta, Charlie Tango. Okay, lights are on, the doors are open, stools are on the, up on the bar, we're sweeping up. That was the end, the last call, and we're going to thank those that all participated tonight in the net, and a lot of good stuff, a lot of good comments. Thanks to all those that stood by while we conducted the net. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club sponsors this net, has their meeting on the second Tuesday of each month, presently on the air, on this repeater, at 7:30 p.m., and it's open to all properly licensed amateurs, because you need to be able to get on the net, but you're certainly welcome to listen. Information about the club can be found at www.tricityarc.org. We thank John, W1AN, for the use of this repeater, and the use of the Echo Link, W1DX-R. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I now return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. Good evening and 7-3.